Sports Extra, Pat Eggewall, streaming live on WLIP.com. Check us out at KenoshaSportsExtra.com. Wireless Wednesday's favorite things of 2018, your featured story of the evening. We are on with the author and creator of WirelessWednesday.com, .live, and that would be Rick Limpert. And Rick, before we get into that, have you ever been into the Bradford Planetarium? I know there was a big, huge push around here to save that thing, and they saved it, and I don't know what the hell it does, but have you ever been in it?
No, I know I've driven by it or ridden by when I was up there. I've never been in there, so you're piquing my curiosity now.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you can, you know, you can see the stars in there, and from what I understand, it used to be like it was supposed to be something that was really, you know, all-encompassing and for people to go check out, and then, like, for 25 years, it was like a storage room, and then they were going to rip it down or shut it down or shutter it or something, and then all of a sudden there was a big push to save it, and now it's been saved, and I've been around this town for 55 years. I honestly didn't know what it did before. I still don't know what it does. I'm certain it was of the utmost importance that we saved it, but I don't know what it does.
No, but I know that about an hour west of Kenosha is a real gem. What is it, the Yerkes Observatory?
Yes.
It is a fantastic day you can spend there. So that's truly a gem of Wisconsin there.
And also one more thing before we get started on the Wireless Wednesday.live stuff. The Voice of Reason will not be joining us at 8:30 today because, courtesy of my other brother, Postal Pete, he was given tickets to the Cheez-It Bowl tonight in Arizona, where the Diamondbacks play, and it's the Cal Bears against the TCU Horned Frogs. And that's what's cool about bowl games. It's like who against who? I don't know. And Minnesota just played against Georgia Tech in the I don't know what bowl. The question being from the South and being from down there and where a lot of bowl games are played, have you ever been guest of a bowl game?
Oh yeah, I've been to bowl games. But the interesting thing, proving everything comes full circle, Pat. Your two brothers at that game. I was at the first bowl game held at, it was then called Bank One Ballpark, where the Arizona Diamondbacks play. It was the first football game held and bowl game held in that stadium. It was Iowa State against Pitt in what was then called the Insight.com Bowl. And I was there. That was Iowa State's first bowl victory in their school history. That was back in 2000, I believe. So proving everything comes full circle. That is not the best sight lines for football in that stadium, but I was actually sitting behind one of the dugouts when it's a baseball field, but still a fun experience at any bowl game. You can make it a fun experience.
And the question is, are your Iowa State Cyclones in a bowl game this year?
They are, and I'm wearing a Christmas gift I received, a long sleeve T-shirt for this year's Alamo Bowl. So that's actually a pretty good bowl game for the Mighty Cyclones, and they're playing Washington State with that crazy Mike Leach as the coach. So should be an interesting bowl game on the 28th, 8 o'clock Eastern time on the 28th. So tune in or turn it off, I guess.
Alamo Bowl in San Antonio?
San Antonio, Texas. The Cyclone fans, 30,000 strong right now, are taking over the Riverwalk, I'm sure. And the Mexican restaurants along the Riverwalk there in San Antonio, and they always travel well from the Cyclones. I will not be there this year. I was in San Antonio a few months ago. I guess I was too early, but I'll be watching on a nice TV somewhere.
What were you doing in San Antonio? And the only reason I ask is because my wife and I vacationed there not too long ago. Absolutely loved San Antonio. What a great city.
Yeah, San Antonio was fun. My first time there, my wife had been there before. I was actually there doing a couple things, some other preview things, and just so happens Iowa State gets picked for the bowl game, so even better. But yeah, San Antonio, You know, they have the Spurs, and they have a pretty nice football stadium that really doesn't get a lot of play in it there. So it's a fun little city. And I also went and visited the there's another Division One basketball, kind of an under the radar school there called Incarnate Word. It's a school there in San Antonio with, I don't know, less than 10,000 students, and the largest Catholic institution in the state of Texas, and was there doing stuff there as well, too. So when you see Incarnate Word, I think they just played DePaul a couple weeks ago. That is in San Antonio as well.
And actually, they have a awesome, very well-attended double-A baseball program there. Now, I believe it's still the San Diego Padres. For years, it was the Los Angeles Dodgers. My wife and I, when we went there, it was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come out Monday type trip. And other than a little trip up to Austin on the Saturday, spent our time in San Antonio. But when we got in that first Thursday, it was out to the ballpark, and it was San Diego's double-A team against, I believe it was the Colorado Rockies double A team, and it was dollar beer night and dollar hot dog night. And gosh, I got the hiccups.
You're talking about dollar beer night and you got the hiccups.
I know
it. I'm starting to worry.
I know it. And the lines were crazy. It was hot. But it was just the coolest vibe. Great atmosphere. You get to know some people, and you get to know an area. Like if you go to a double A or a single A baseball game in that town, you get to know the kind of the townies a little bit more. Love the Riverwalk, love everything about San Antonio, but going to that double A baseball game on dollar beer night and dollar dog night, we were in line so long. My wife and I were joking around, and we're like, you know, we were in line so long, we got asked to be in somebody's wedding. I mean, you know, it was like, it was just crazy. But you know, for $4-6 to get in and, you know, finally get up to the window and order 20 beers and 20 dogs, it was awesome. But I very much loved San Antonio, and talk about an under the radar. Nobody's in too much of a hurry. You go to San Antonio, air quotes, International Airport, and when it comes to going through the metal detectors or whatever, people are like, come on up, folks, come on up, step right up, no line, no waiting. It's like, gee, we're not at Hartsfield, that's for sure.
Definitely not at Hartsfield, and the lines have been really long there over the holidays again, and I start traveling again in January, so I'm hoping they die down by then. But yeah, San Antonio, a very livable city, a lot going on. There was a lot of construction going on there when we were there, as with, you know, most big cities, a lot of infrastructure improvements and such going on. But San Antonio, really nice suburbs, great restaurants, great food, and a very navigable and livable city.
Talking to our good friend Rick Limpert, WirelessWednesday.live, and check out KenoshaSportsExtra.com for Wireless Wednesday's favorite things of 2018. And the big old picture I got right up top, the great C64, Rick.
Unbelievable device. I'm so glad that came out this year. Love it. I've talked about it on numerous radio shows, TV shows, etc. And for people that are reminiscing and looking back and thinking about all those throwback video games from the 80s, and anyone that had a Commodore computer back then, they would put a smile on their face. So love talking about products like that, and definitely one of my favorite things of this year. So a really big year for all sorts of different types of gadgets. It wasn't one particular category of things that really stood out or really I was hit hard by this year. So really a good variety of things, and I love that.
So being the knower, doer of all things list-wise and gadget-wise, and certainly this time of year when people really need all the help they can get on what to get, fill in the blank, have you been pretty busy with giving people helpful hints on, hey, you want to be the coolest guy in the room when it comes to opening up gifts, check out this type stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I put enough stuff out there. Well, hopefully that either either whets people's appetite or answers their questions. But this year I actually got a lot of questions from women about what to get, you know, the man in their life or the hard-to-buy-for guy on their list. And that really is a chore for a lot of guys that have things. But I think guys are easier to buy for because they're happier with anything. Women, I think, are more picky when they actually, if you get a gift, it's got to be a certain color or a certain style. But guys are pretty appreciative. But women seem to think that guys are really hard to buy for. And I got a lot of inquiries and did a lot of stuff for women's websites, women-oriented websites and things. So hopefully I was able to help someone there along the line.
So my question is, when it comes down time for you to give a gift, whether it be to your missus, to your extended family, co-workers, acquaintances, whatever, it's like a comedian. Like, a comedian has to tell funny jokes. A guy who, you know, does write-ups on the C-64, it's not like you can give somebody a candle and get away with it.
Well, a candle, as long as there's some technology angle I can kind of get by. So there, at Halloween time, there was a candle I recommended, and it looked like a regular candle, but when it burned into the shape of a black cat or a white ghost. So kids really like it. So usually there's a tech angle. So, for instance, my mom got her, I gave her her first fitness wearable band this year. So she can track steps and sleep, and she's a little scared of it at first. So that was something for my mom. And my dad got a ultra-high-tech gas can, if you can believe that. So a no-spill, kind of a smart gas can, and he actually loved it. So, you may get something that on the surface appears to be a normal gift, but there's probably some sort of little tech angle back behind it somewhere.
And, of course, the follow-up question to is it tough and are you on the spot as a guy who knows gadgets? The next question is, have you been called up for saying, wait a minute, dude, you didn't even go buy this. This is just something somebody gave you to do a write-up on and be a re-gifter.
I don't call that re-gifting. I call that sharing technology. But, yeah, Pat, I get so many things throughout the year. And, you know, I do have to return a lot of things, return things. But as the year goes on, I give away a lot of things to people, and we donate things for various causes. And, yeah, I really do get a lot of things. And there's certain things I keep throughout the year if I think it may be a viable holiday gift for somebody, but I never get any complaints. I don't hear people, my wife would be the only one saying, he got that sent to him for free or something. I mean, so I can't get away with that with my wife, but for other people, they're getting really good gifts maybe that they wouldn't get if I wasn't in this position.
Exactly. You say, okay, here are your options. Really, really cool stuff that I've got so much of, I'm more than willing to give some to you. Or what I would actually put a monetary value on you for, which isn't much and wouldn't get you much. So which one of the two you want? The bottom line is you better be happy with what you got. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about some of the things that he discusses on Kenosha Sports Extra that are some of Wireless Wednesday.live's favorite things. Back with more with Rick Lippert after this. You're listening to Kenosha Sports Extra on AM 1050 WIP. Stick around. Hey, I'm 1050 WLIP, Kenosha Sports Extra, Pat Agarwal, streaming live on WLIP.com. Check us out at KenoshaSportsExtra.com, Wireless Wednesday.live, a few of my favorite things. So tell me about some of the things that you and your guy Axel have broken down here on the list of things that have been your favorites in 2018.
Yeah, so really, I mean, you give me all the credit, Pat, but the unsung hero of Wireless Wednesday is my partner, my assistant Axel, who started interning for me 5 years ago when he was in high school, and he does a lot of research of things I'm doing. He really makes a lot of things happen, and So a shout out to Axel, who does a great job. So yeah, I mean, just kind of a mishmash of things on here that that I really like. So there's a company called Rad Roller that makes these fitness recovery products that don't look like really anything when you just look at them, but when you learn how to use them, then you know, there's a steel bar, there's these little balls that you use to roll out aches and pains and muscle tightness in your body, and these things just work fantastically, and they come with great instructions on how to use things, many different uses. They're really affordable. They're very durable products. You can take them with you. So, I tell people, go and Google Rad Roller, look at these products. And if you have aches and pains and problems where you can't get out of bed in the morning or after exercise, these are great cool-down products and warm-up products for weekend warriors. So, one of my favorite things, a line of products I was introduced to this year.
The Rad Roller, I love it. Yeah, I was reading about that myself, and Axel was all about the Nikon D7500.
Yeah, Axel is he and a couple of his friends, he's got a little side gig. He's an Instagrammer covering the restaurants and food industry here in Atlanta and other places. So he does much better with photography than I do. He's got that Nikon D7500 that just has been a great camera for him. It's I know the camera we all carry around is the one we use the most, is the one on our phones, but for people still looking to take better pictures, sports action shots, those type of things, and edit pictures really to their full most potential, you really have to have a DSLR camera. And he uses a Nikon, I use a Nikon as well, not as nice as his, but he's using it more than I am. So still, for people looking to buy, get into photography, it's still a good thing to have a really nice camera at your side.
And being in the technology industry myself, of course, my eyes went directly to the Epson XP7100. It's a go-to printer offering a wireless all-in-one printer with superior photo quality, plus an ADF auto dock feeder. For the bang for the buck, you can't go wrong. And Epson, I've had a lot of good success with them. So, sometimes you kind of see HP as the best of a bunch of so-so options in the printer world, but the XP7100 Epson, definitely worth looking into.
Yeah, is there anything, maybe other than big screen or HD TVs, Pat, is there anything that has come down in price more than color printers and that have gotten better? So as they get better, the price comes down, which, doesn't fit the model with a lot of things with retail. Televisions maybe also, that now you can get such a great TV for $250. But can you imagine if automobiles, as they've gotten better, if the price would have come down on them, that doesn't hold for them. But, now you can get a $100 printer that in the past was a $2,000 printer it acted as. So, Epson, great printers. We have a couple in my house, and for $100, just great, great longevity and great quality of print. So Axel's right on with that.
And one last thing that I found interesting, and I had actually heard of before, the Dolby Dimension, which is essentially like your home headphones.
Yeah, I mean, Dolby, we all know Dolby for years and years for the the sound that was produced in movie theaters. So now they have a wireless headphone, which is key. So home entertainment listening, that is that Dolby experience, that cinematic sound. For people that are really into movies, really into home theater, sound is really important to them. I'm more of a sight person. I mean, they're not inexpensive headphones, but to get that Dolby quality that you won't get from, headphones at your local big box retailer, Dolby.com. You can visit their website, see if these are something that would fit your lifestyle. Another great Axel suggestion there. I'm not paying him enough, I guess.
Yeah, those are, again, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, folks, if you live in today's society and you want to at least have some idea of what's going on around you, and see some unique stuff and read something that isn't necessarily, you know, negative, or you got to filter it out for fake news, go to wirelesswednesday.live and just check out the content. I mean, it really isn't something that you could say, well, you're going to see this and you're going to see that. What you're going to see is kind of like a website version of what we try to be on this show, which it could be about anything. Certainly it could be about technology, but as we've said before, it could be about sock insurance. It's about unique stuff that makes our world go round that this man is an expert at and has brought to America for a long time and will continue to do so. So I enjoy everything you do. I certainly have enjoyed having you as a part of the program in 2018. Looking forward to everything we can do together in 2019. We'll see how we come back after the break, but no doubt you'll be a part of what we're doing, hopefully.
Yep, I'll be there for you, Pat, anytime you need me. And Glenn, thanks for putting that up on Kenosha Sports Extra, and invite people to go and take a look at that, and let me know what you think are maybe some of your favorite things of the year. Love hearing feedback, and we get plenty of that, good and bad. So bring it on, Pat.
Bring it on. And we got about 10 seconds. I just wanted to let you know, former fellow Kenoshan Troy Woodrow, we actually did break out the Ginger Scorned made with real Wisconsin cream and some rum alcohol, added with some Sprecher root beer. My friend, it's as good as it gets.
Nothing better than that Sprecher root beer with anything, Pat.
Oh, so, it's so good.
Pleasure dealing with you and being on in 2018. Looking for more. And if you ever get lonely, Pat, on a Wednesday night, you can always call me and we'll talk sports and tech.
And we'll carbon copy Shirley in on the conversation. And
I got a recorder. I can record it. We can send it to Shirley as she's going through withdrawal.
Talk to you soon, my friend.
Thanks, Pat. Have a good one.